The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I honestly think you brought it to my attention maybe 3 weeks ago, Steve.
It's probably a month ago at this point.
As things go, you're reminiscing about Jack. Time flies by.
Well, maybe not for him. Time is eternal.
No, slow. Slowly decaying or nothing.
Oh.
Listen, you're in the radio biz where you have people reading reading ads recorded for whatever hootenanny's going on at the local bingo hall.
I'm Baskin Robbins.
Yep.
You got 26 flavors.
Yep. The other five are extra charge.
Is it 31?
That's how Baskin Robbins works. Yeah, it is 31.
Bitch. Day one, minute one. I am off on the wrong foot with Jack. The moment where he stuck out his hand to shake my hand,
yeah,
that was the best our relationship ever was.
I mean, if you look at it in the long run, I mean, it may have started on the bad foot, but it ended, you know, with him 6 feet under.
I still don't feel good about that.
It's important to not to jump away from Jack, because I'm always willing to reminisce about your former boss, now dead, Jack.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, that's
that's how you preface it.
Yeah.
Now dead.
Former boss, now dead, Jack. But so I didn't have the time there in the intro, Steve. I had to cut this part out, so I wanted to make sure everybody was aware that you, in fact, confused Baskin Robbins with the amount of letters in the alphabet.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, there's a lot. They all have crazy names. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, I mean, one is A, the other one is vanilla. So it's very easy to see where you get caught on those. It's, you know, it's a booby trap is what it is.
So I actually listened to that part of our episode yesterday when I was making some breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
For Evelyn, making some eggs yesterday morning.
She eat them scrambled, or is she sunny side up now?
No, we go scrambled.
She goes scrambled.
Yeah, your basic scrambled. Oh. And I said, out of the blue, because we have an Amazon Echo in the kitchen. I said, wonder if this works. Alexa, play the Steve and Kyle podcast. Playing the Steve and Kyle podcast. And it started playing last week's episode.
Unbelievable. Now listen, a little peek behind the curtain, because you texted me this. Steve, it was, what, a year and a half ago that we had messaged our host service.
Yeah.
About, because they had advertised something about an Alexa skill. And back then, and again, it's not like it's that long ago, you needed to create a skill.
It would need to be
for
built.
It to work.
Yeah, it would need to be built by somebody on their end. Now, look, I know that there's probably people listening that say, no, you can do it on your own. It's pretty easy. Look, we wanted nothing to do with it. They just said, hey, free of charge, we'll do this. We'll do this for you. Just basically click here, add your name to a list.
Yeah.
And they were upfront. They said it's going to be, I think we had messaged them at the beginning of 2019.
Yeah. So
and they
it was,
said, oof. They said at this point, we're 6 months deep, 8 months deep. So it'll be the end of the year. We never really heard anything, but then something happened where like Amazon Music or something or Audible, something merged. And then it just by default it was just we had a skill. But yesterday was the first time I actually checked it out.
Yeah, and we've never talked about it.
No.
So I have
we may have been able to do this for a year at this point.
Right. So I have the email chain, and we started inquiring about this in June of 19.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't as early as I thought.
Yep. He replied on June 19. Well, before that, the one thing about our hosting services, they are known for their support in terms of when they get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so sure enough, that day we got a reply. By the June 19, we were, quote, on the list.
Cool.
But they had said it'll be 6 to 8 months. Didn't hear anything. So again, this was June 19, 2019.
Just a year and a half ago.
I randomly looked at it on February 29, probably while we were recording here, and sent an email just following up. He didn't reply for 30 days.
Oh.
So I sent another one on April 1st. Has there been an update regarding an Alexa skill? No update yet, but hope to have some news shortly. And this is where I got, well, passive-aggressive is the way to refer to it. And I said, okay, well, I assumed 2019 would have been moved up the list by April 2020. That's all. Please keep us posted.
That's the Kyle we know.
But then nothing. Again, for 3 more months, we're sitting there in July. But anyway, so if you go right now to any of your Alexa-enabled devices, you can simply say, Alexa, play the Steve and Kyle podcast, and it will, in fact, play. Now, it does start with the most recent episode. I have idea if you can say, hey, play the Steve and Kyle podcast from whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're just around the house doing dishes, clean, whatever you're doing.
So basically, you don't have a reason to not listen now. If you are the laziest person in the world and the one thing keeping you from listening was pulling out your phone and hitting play, we've even taken that responsibility away from you.
Now, I didn't get a close. You sent me a picture, Steve, because you have the Echo, the
Echo
picture
show.
One, the show with the picture like background.
Yeah, it looks like an iPad, basically.
When you hit, did it just have the text of the Steve and Kyle podcast of the date, or did it have like our logo?
No, it had the logo.
So we need to update our logo to the one that we paid for.
We should.
So that way people get the right impression of our program when they try to listen to it. They're like, oh, these guys are obviously serious.
Yeah, this is
because look at that artwork they definitely paid for.
Yeah, it just has our album artwork. It says the Steve and Kyle podcast and then the episode title, which was the Steve and Kyle podcast 10-13-20.
Wow. So either way,
we hit the big time now.
I think it's pretty cool though. Like for me, that's pretty neat. Like when I initially found out about the skill, like we said, more than 18 months ago, I was excited about it then, thinking like, hey, that's like a neat convenience, and to be able to access our show that way sounded cool to me. So now that it is actually available, that's pretty neat.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like
pretty
that.
Pretty awesome. We have finally arrived. We have hit the big time.
Yeah. So there is, like Steve said, no excuse. We are literally everywhere. If there's a pod catcher type thing that we are not on, let us know and we'll figure it out, because we pay the big bucks to have this 20, handled.
20 a month?
20 a month.
And if we upgrade, we can actually have a custom app built.
Now let me ask you, and I don't mean to rip open any wounds, and if I'm stepping on any toes, let's move on directly. The last time you were involved in the making of an app, reviews were somewhat mixed, were they not?
An app
for your for the side gig?
Oh, our apps have always been garbage.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
From day one.
Are we worried that if we upgrade and get this app that it's like non-functional and garbage?
No, look, if it loaded every time, it would already be better.
Oh, boy.
We actually tell people.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that
bad. We tell people on the air, do not use our app. Do not download our app. Yeah, it's garbage.
Couldn't you just take it off the stores?
We would have to go through the company that is hosting it, and they are notoriously very difficult to deal with. So we just say, eh.
Just don't use it.
Well, yeah, just don't bother.
Man, because
it's so bad.
Because I want what I would like in a Steve and Kyle app. Is something so, in my mind, simplistic. But again, I know nothing about it. I would simply like, obviously, our library of episodes that you could play on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like while you're listening, you could also like scroll through our collective social media feeds, like the contact pages, like something relatively simplistic that is still functional to be able to listen to.
Yeah.
So if we have any app makers out there, we'll pay.
Well, that's the thing. I've talked to, for the side gig specifically, I've talked to other companies about that. No one will do a simple app.
Because it's got to be bells and whistles, or
I don't want the weather. I don't want an alarm clock feature. I want something that you can open up and listen to the radio show, and you can log into your account and you can download the podcast.
That's it.
That's it. What? I don't need these like, whoa, well, now what it'll do is like this one company, they were really specific on selling. Because the side gig were a syndicated radio show.
Yeah.
So depending on where you are in the country, you can listen over the air. But they were like, well, what we'll do is it'll geo-target. It'll find out where the person is listening. Tell them the station's app that they can listen on. I was like, we don't want that. We want them to listen on our app.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want
it. It's just as simple.
We don't want it to pull up somebody else's stream. We want it to pull up our stream. And they were like, well, why? Because that's what we want.
That's why we're making this.
Yeah. I don't want to have an app that directs people to someone else's app.
Right. That's ridiculous. Hey, thanks for listening. Do you want to listen on KGRX? Yes, click. Okay, download the iHeartRadio app. Right. Like, wait a minute. This feels backward.
All right. So here's my little pitch. If you're an app developer and you work specifically with WordPress platforms. I know I'm getting a little bit in the weeds here. You work
WordPress is the standard among anybody listening at this point. WordPress, they know, is the standard.
If you work specifically with integrating WordPress platforms specifically with paywall sites and podcasts. And what was the one other thing that we needed? Ah, well, just if you're still with me at this point,
yeah,
send me an email.
It shouldn't be that difficult. And is app making like a hobby for people? Like, do people, or is it, hey, this is a job?
Yeah, I don't think that there's talking to our guy who handles a lot of web stuff. There's no money in it, so a lot of people, like specifically for what we were doing. Oh, right. CarPlay, that's what we also need. CarPlay and
so
Android Auto
to your car.
CarPlay and Android Auto compatibility are a must. So if you can do that, Steve at freebeerandhotwings.com.
So those three things again, Steve, for necessary for side gig purposes are,
well, there's a WordPress platform. Basically, we want to export a WordPress site to an app.
Your website is made in WordPress. It needs to integrate into the app.
Yes. We need the ability to log into a paywall account. We need the ability to stream audio. We would like CarPlay and Android Auto compatibility. And the other one.
You got them all. I think you got them all. Because what I'm thinking is,
I didn't
maybe
expect that this would be a
sales pitch.
Like, well, a sales request.
Yeah. No, listen. Again, Steve at freebeerandhotwings.com for if you're an app maker.
Yeah.
Because,
and you will get all of the riches that come along with that.
Hey, we just got, speaking of riches, we just got a payment from our store.
Oh, did the big fall sale really take off?
Well, they do it for 3 months, so you get quarterly payments from the store.
So
this is for...
Is that for everybody, or is it
I think it's for everybody.
The tier that we're at? No, they're you know something? We'll just send you a check for $4 in 3 months.
I'm guessing there's a way that that you could request monthly or up it. I haven't looked into it, nor do I care. So big thanks to everybody who purchased over the last quarter.
Yeah? Okay. I need to know the grand total. I need to know if we're going to Ruth's Chris or if we're going to like a Wolfgang Puck's.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one is it going to be?
Fire up the McDonald's app, Steve. Hope there's some coupons.
All right. So.
It wasn't too bad. Honestly.
Let me make a guess. $16.
$24. Whoa. So we are rolling it. What is that? Is that a sheet of drywall? What's a sheet?
That's two sheets of drywall. Well,
boom.
At 3 years ago prices.
Steve has been out of the drywall game for a little bit.
Hold on.
So updated drywall prices. Let's go.
You want to go half inch or 5/8?
What do you think's better for our purposes?
I mean, thicker the better. Then it's a little bit more. You know what? A little bit more R value.
Hey, you're going to be in this house for anywhere between 6 weeks and 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I say let's go with the nice stuff.
Drywall sheets. Okay, hold on. I'm on the big box store.
Of course.
Home
of course.
Depot. I don't know why I don't just say it.
Well, we don't want to give them the free plug.
All right. So prices have come up a little bit.
Oh, no. That's not good news. You think it's pandemic related?
I remember. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Whoa, no. Prices have dropped.
Oh, wait. Should we jump in on the market?
A half inch thick sheet of 8x4, like an 8x4 sheet.
Yeah.
$8.24.
Hey,
we could drywall that whole room for like
three sheets,
$60.
What are we waiting on? Let's put two sheets of drywall. Treat it like my house.
That's not bad. Oh yeah, we'll get to that. Get to that a little bit later.
So really, because all I wanted.
Hold on, for the exact same price.
Hang on,
we can. Oh no, I'm sorry. I thought that was 3/4. It's 3/8.
Oh, we don't want 3/8. No. What are we, garbage people?
But we do double 3/8, and then we got 3/4.
That's like gigantic. That's yeah.
You can, all right, we're doing drywall. That. We're just doing drywall. 5/8 for $16 a sheet.
Oh, we're not paying double. I'd rather do the 2 3/8.
Why? Then we have to carry twice as much.
Well,
downstairs.
Yeah, by price point, we're saving a few bucks.
We'd save like $4 over the course of the project and have to do double the work.
Hey, did I tell you how much Redbubble made us in the quarter? $4 goes a long way, Steve.
All right. The one thing I'm going to need, though, mm-hmm. if we do drywall, mm-hmm. you don't have to help.
No, I'm
hang
in
the
on drywall.
Drywall. You're what?
I'm in on drywall.
Okay. I'm just saying, don't feel obligated to. Yeah. You don't have to be here. It's a dirty job. It sucks.
No problem.
The one thing I need help with, though, carrying it down the steps.
Of course. I refuse to allow this house to be torn.
My marriage is fragile as it is. We are just, it's a tightrope walk every day.
I refuse to allow this home to be torn into factions like it was some 6 years ago, the last time you asked the person you're living with, at that point your landlord, to carry down the sheet.
The love
drywall.
Of my life and I, we've had two blow-up fights. One was about drywall. And one was about a crock pot.
I just, like, think about that. You're going to couples counseling. Like, Steve, Annette, what have been the most divisive parts of your marriage?
And you're sitting there,
arms folded.
Well, PK, that would be the drywall fight of 14.
Drywall, and then Annette, the crock pot.
Followed by the crock pot fight of 17.
PK points to the door, sends you both on your way, tells you to come back when there's real issues, as you pass the outgoing alcoholic philandering guy waiting to talk to him.
PK, good man. Congratulations, PK, by the way, on your retirement.
Hey!
He is retired.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think it was you guys that put him over the edge?
Probably not. It's very hurtful.
Can't believe these two. I let these two go. I've lost my edge.
He had said, I remember this was a very nice pastor who was, he did our pre-marriage counseling.
Yep. We talked about it at length on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Go back.
Summer of 2018.
Skip back.
Summer of 2017.
Yeah. So skip back 3 years and a couple of months. For that saga.
Was it 27? Why did I think it was 2018?
Yeah, we got married in 17. So we've been married almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
Yeah, just a month shy.
Huh.
By the way, it is Saturday, October 17th, 2020, the year of our Lord. It's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
I wanted to put a bow on it before we move on regarding our app, if we do this. Because
are we doing it?
No. Because in my mind, it would have helped, Steve. Maybe it would have turned the tides if we could have had push notifications to alert our fans to vote for us in the International Podcast Awards that we were a part of a few weeks ago.
I bet
ago.
That there is that ability.
Because
So the same app developers that are now emailing me about a free beer and hot wings app,
yeah.
We could do a package deal. I bet, you know what we could do?
Yeah. We get $24 to play with.
But I bet that we could sneak this in to a deal for the side gig. Like, so if you're an app developer, keep things on the down low.
Obviously.
But don't tell the side gig that you're that it's a package deal.
Yeah, they don't need to know.
See, you know, that's why I'm whispering here, because it's just between us. So you do a free beer and hot wings app, and then maybe at the bottom you have a little line item that says like, I don't know, just make it as technical sounding, like miscellaneous technical jargon, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, cords and cables.
Yeah, and then that's where Steve and Kyle podcast slides right in.
And we all know how that place goes over there. Steve handles the invoices, so you send it to Steve at freebeer.com.
Exactly, I'll pay it.
And then Steve will print out an invoice, show it to the guys to be, you know, rubber stamped, and two apps.
Yeah.
Not saying for the price of one. Charge what you charge.
Yeah, charge. Look, you do you. They'll pay anything for anything. They're not smart when it comes to money.
No, none of them. I've seen them over there wiping their butts with 20s.
I mean, we talked about last week how we have a team of people just standing in the studio holding lights and microphones.
Yeah, holding like there's boom mics in there. So yeah, just
the one guy whose job it is just to pull on a rope and a sandbag lifts up. For no reason.
So again, that's Steve at freebeerandhotwings.com. But again, just between us.
Yeah.
Because if we had had the ability, Steve, for the push notification, maybe our luck would have turned and we, instead of being idiot losers with the other 9 people who are in that category, or the other 9 of the other, whatever, losers, we wouldn't be feeling this type of sadness. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have laughed the order form for a nominee trophy out of our email inbox. Which, by the way, I know I mentioned it a few weeks ago. If you're waiting for the big reveal that we bought one of those, you will be waiting until eternity. Apparently, this is the same company that their big claim to award fame was that they make the Country Music Award Bullet Trophy. Like a big whatever. And so these things are astronomically priced for what we're doing.
Yeah.
For a fun hobby. I'm not paying literally hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a trophy that says nominee to get the visual gag for an audio medium that we do every day.
We have a friend, Cy Nolan Ryan Young.
Yes.
He's got a 3D printer. He's got like a wood CNC machine.
Does.
I bet he could whittle us something nice.
Let's pony up a few bucks. We'll go to the coffers.
Yeah.
I think we're over $100, though, in actuality, total, because we don't touch it. We touched it a year and a half ago.
We don't like to brag. Yeah. I mean, we don't like to brag about how much money we have, but
we're wealthy.
When you hit triple digits.
We hit triple digits with this quarterly payment. Again, it's been a year and a half of untouched. Last time we touched the coffers was May of 2019.
We didn't touch the coffers when we needed that mic stand. Did we just bite the bullet?
Oh, maybe. No, because remember, I bought the stand and you bought the cable, or I bought the cable and you bought the stand.
Yeah.
We just didn't use it.
I think that, look, for $100, we could probably get all the drywall we needed. Did we ever get that quote back from the insulation cow?
The insulation cow, or the soundproof cow, does not care about our very necessary project.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about the drywall cost. It's the insulation cost that's going to kill us, you know? Speaking of, I'm sorry, Steve, I almost forgot. Speaking of the podcast awards, we never got, do you have this handy quickly?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
This is something that it kind of got lost.
Yeah.
But we then.
Well, we were talking about Jack and you know how it goes.
Yeah, we were able to find it. This was our, we had to submit, we had talked about this at great length, we had to submit an acceptance speech video that would have played if we had won. We thought that it had been lost to the internet forever. I was able to find the raw video, so the audio is not the best, but I have the video right here. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Look at that flow.
I was going to ask you file this under one of the big ideas that the Steve and Kyle podcast have that never executed on. We were going to take listener suggestions. We were going to record like 10. We were going to do like a bracket to figure out which one should be there.
Right, yeah.
And then we ended up recording this 3 days before the deadline. Right. Unscripted, obviously.
Sure. Yeah,
here it is.
The only direction we had was less than 90 seconds. Here it is.
The podcast awards. We won. Finally, Steve. Years of toiling, and our validation is finally here in the form of whatever that thing is.
This thing that was not sent to us by the Podcast Awards, because I think we have to pay for that.
Yeah, not doing that.
But this is something that I had in the basement of my house, and I thought this would look good as a podcast award because it's a little DJ. See?
Yeah.
It's made out of like a railroad tie.
Wow. That really... This piece of crap really suits what we try to convey here on our podcast, the Steve and Kyle podcast. All seriousness, I know a lot of podcasts say it, Steve. We have some of the greatest and most friendly listeners that I could ever ask for.
Can't be said enough.
Can't be said enough. Who nominated us for this pile of crap.
This is the kind of comedy you can expect by listening to the Steve and Kyle podcast. Find us at steveandkyle.com. I'm getting that plug in there because a man sent us a strongly worded email saying that we weren't good at promoting our own podcasts.
Yeah. And, Steve, our time is almost up. And we also have some strongly worded emails to say we cannot go over the time limit. So, again, thank you to everybody who decided to listen to this and who continues to listen. Thank you very much.
We will.
I wonder why we didn't win.
Listen, I'm not going to say that they screen these, but I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised. That's all I'm saying. We'll post that on our YouTube channel if you want to see the video. If you want to look at the luscious locks that have now left Steve's head. Yeah. That was that the longest it had been since your college, right?
That's the longest it's been in years. I mean, I'm not sure when, because that's longer than it was when I did Bradley Cooper hair last year. Easily, and that would have been the longest it had been since probably sometime in college, maybe high school. I'm not sure.
What do you think? You gonna bring it back again ever?
I think so.
You gonna go in waves like?
I think I kind of want to bring it back. I miss it already. I miss it already.
And so then what was the main reason behind you getting it cut?
We were getting, which actually we just got today, we got some family photos taken on the beach, and they came out freaking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, it just
Well, it makes sense. You don't want to be looking back at these family photos reminiscing and realize, "Hey, what's up with Dad's hair?" You know, as well, that is me replicating what I had done, daughter, a year before when I traveled all the way to Ohio to look at a billboard, and I wanted to have my hair reflect an actor from a movie that came out a year before that.
A year before that?
Maybe. It was a year before Van
Wert. Oh, yeah, a year before Van
Wert. Which, by the way, we missed it, Steve. It is, I believe, last week, 2 years ago. You and I,
really?
Annette, Katie, sitting in a theater.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Van Wert. I was
Van Wert was in
April.
Yeah, yeah. Watching what I think may be the last movie you saw in theaters.
Oh, boy.
A Star is Born.
Well, I mean, I haven't. No. Black Panther was after that, right?
Oh, I don't think so. No.
They were close. Because we saw Black Panther together, right?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that thing came out. And yeah, either way.
I feel like I've seen another one.
A big moment for me?
Obviously not anything. I haven't seen anything in theaters this calendar year. I know that.
So Black Panther came out in 2018. They were both 2018.
And it
wasn't after October 2018.
Right, because that's when Reed was born.
So, yeah, Black Panther was earlier that year. Wow.
Boy.
So happy anniversary to the last movie you saw in theaters.
That was a movie-heavy year for me.
Two?
No, I feel like there was one last year.
You think so?
Yeah, gun to my head, though. I couldn't tell you what it was.
A real, real cinephile.
By the way, that video is now uploaded to our YouTube channel. It's called The Acceptance Speech That Never Was.
Very nice. Enjoy it as you will. Enjoy Steve's hair, because we didn't do progress pics or we didn't really take pictures, so a lot of people may not have seen how long your hair got.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty long. Pretty long.
Did you ever get out of the shower and, like, because, you know, you kind of wave it back
and forth?
Like, every night, right?
Hell yeah. And you got hair that long, that's all you do.
And then you'd watch Annette roll her eyes and walk away.
Yeah.
And realize, hey, still not working.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great because the back was so long that it would like brush my shoulders.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, this is great. I've achieved my dream of hockey hair.
That's a good length. That's the perfect length for what you're doing.
Hey, real quick, you had brought up an idea before we started recording that I think we're going to do next week. Right?
You're telling me it's finally going to happen?
The game show?
Boy, we're going to need a snappier title than the Steve Guesses the Context. Actually, that's not too bad. Steve Guesses the Context.
Or What's the Context?
Yeah, What's the Context?
Context.
Because while we were getting ready, I had realized, hey, I saved something in a different folder. It doesn't matter. I was moving it to the correct folder, and the correct folder happened to be a folder titled Intro Audio Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, because I think you and I are similar in this regard, I don't need all of these. I could simply delete them as soon as I utilize them on a weekly basis.
Right.
I have saved every little sound tidbit that you hear in the opening intro from Kevin MacLeod. You hear the interjections from last week's episode. Saved every one of those. And for years, I've teased and I've wanted to do the idea because none of them make sense.
Out of context. Yeah.
Out of context.
Yeah.
So I've wanted Steve to have to guess if I read him the title, Kyle doesn't have blades.
Kyle doesn't have blade. Well, I'm assuming it's referring to the only blades that I care about. And that's rollerblades.
See, I think you're right.
Do you want to play an example or two?
We could do an example or two because what I think, I think we score it similar to Cheers Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can guess it based off the title,
yeah,
we'll go 3 points.
Okay.
And if you can guess it after the audio, you get 1 point.
Sure.
Because I think... Yeah, I think I want to do this now.
Do you think... Okay. What do you think of the odds that when you hit play, it actually comes into our ears?
Let's call it 25-75 against. I'm not optimistic.
Okay. It didn't work well last week.
No, it didn't work, but I think I figured out the problem.
Okay, good.
Was...
I mean, sure. It only took us 4 attempts to get the show started this morning. I'm sure that this is just going to be...
Well, the problem that I realized last week is... Occasionally, I remember to record a backup stream, and I remember to do that occasionally because of, obviously, the tragedy that was, God, what was that? Was that 2018, Steve?
I'm not sure.
Where you and I were more than 1 hour into an episode, and a storm hit.
Yeah, that would have been, maybe 2019, 2018 or 2019. I remember it was over the summer. Had a summer storm roll through.
Yeah, it was the wind. It was wind related, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And the power went out, and we lost it. So anyway,
it's working. Look at that.
Well, we had to reopen the Audition, the editing software, and as we joke about here, it is. What is Adobe Audition on now, like edition wise?
Oh boy. It's now part of Creative Suite.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like CS 6.5, I think.
Okay. What I'm using here is Adobe Audition 1.5.
Okay. That, I believe, came out in 01 or 02.
And I stole it from you.
Out of the old key gen, huh?
The old, off of the radio show back in 2011, I think you had given it to me. It's really struggling to open right here, Steve, if you can believe that. But that's okay, because the problem with this format is I wasn't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, when we go forward with What's the Context or What's the Context, and then we're going to need some audience.
I'm sure
there'll be all the fancy production you could possibly ask for.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be prepared. I'm going to have sounds ready. So they're all loaded in. Oh, Steve. Okay. Hang on. Steve, I think I got it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
For What's the Context? Now, your guess was that you're guessing this. This is.
It's got to be about.
You can't find like a set of rollerblades right now because they're all getting snatched up.
You got boots, right?
No. Why would I have rollerblades? I'm 33 with a kid and a car. What in God's name would I get a pair of blades for?
You can't find a cassette of rollerblades.
Oh, God.
Well, I was right. Okay, you were now would I get a bell or a buzzer?
Well, you would get a bell, so that means I'll have to open those as well. I find a bell to use as well, or I could tell you to utilize them.
We just
got to charge the iPad.
Sure, yeah.
No problem, right?
Yeah.
But listen, there are some...
Give me another one. Read me the title.
Okay. And I'm not trying to do my own, but I sorted my name, and I have to be in the middle of Kyle right now. Kyle apologizes for Noogie.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this when we were talking about Lil Tommyetto, Thomas Edison, who we determined was the weird kid in school? During snack time, he would sit in the corner by himself and eat hard-boiled eggs that he would just gently
what was his
gently
meal?
Season with salt.
What was his meal? It was a hard-boiled egg, and was it an apple? I believe
Tommyetto
had the apple as well.
So I feel like maybe you got in trouble because you were picking on Lil Tommyetto and you gave him a noogie.
Boy, that would be
Oh, man, if I get this, I'm the champion of this game.
That would be a deep... the game might never actually happen.
Yeah.
Because if you've gotten those two before the audio even plays...
Steel trap, this brain. Steel trap.
You ready to find out if you're right?
Yeah.
Can I still call something on top of noogie, or is that racially based as well?
Oh, I don't know. Is noogie?
Probably shouldn't have said it.
Oh, man, now I...
A lot of regret. I apologize to anybody offended by noogie.
Okay, well, boy, I was way off.
I don't remember.
That sounds like that was APS 1.0.
That was, and the problem is I got a new computer in 2019, so I just transferred all the sound so it didn't carry the date created over. So all I have is the date modified, which is 8/31.
If you right-click, you should be able to add
it. Yeah, but I believe it said it was technically created that day as well. Let me see, though, because I'd be curious if that was 1.0.
Yeah, that would have been... June or July of 16 to February of 17.
Until 30 episodes. Yeah. So I think you're 25 to 30 episodes.
All right. So the full episode of What's the Context comes next week.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's not a fully
live
produced
studio
intro,
audience,
if there's not a fully produced intro, there will be
music. There will be, because I put a reminder in my phone and sent it to you, and it's going to send to you next Friday at noon. You're going to be sitting there putting in the old work at the old mortgage factory.
Yep.
You got to audition on that computer, too?
No, I'll just install it. I'll bring the key gen.
You think they'd frown upon that?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think you could hide that? Like,
no.
Like, you would...
It's a bank where security is like...
Right, right. But, like, do you think that if somebody were to walk by your desk and see that, you could trick them? You'd be like, no, that's just the... It's a real-time graph of the mortgage rates.
No chance.
It's just an audio file.
It's just as bad as the stock market, the audio rate, the mortgage rates. It's just flying up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about an institution, Steve, that if I accidentally send something non-secure that I'm supposed to send secure, it automatically sends it right back to me.
Oh, boy.
But it recognizes, because I can send some things non-secure outside of the institution.
Mm-hmm.
But if I... And it will go. It's like it knows if it's a document that needs to be secured.
Do you think that there's somebody in a secure room somewhere?
Oh, yeah, reading every email.
And they just have screens and screens. Like, it looks like a TV control room where it's live feeds from everybody's computer.
Well, it looks like that scene in, what is it, The Dark Knight, where Batman creates that wall where he can monitor everybody in Gotham City. That's this, but for very boring emails.
Okay, so you can't go to like Facebook at work, right?
You know, I haven't tried, but I bet I could. I'm assuming that there's the
Twitter?
Standard workplace filters.
Yeah.
So you know, I haven't. You know what? Maybe I'll give it a go next week.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I had a short work week this week, Steve. You know, I was off on celebrating the founding of this country.
Yeah, I had a short work week as well.
Oh, I mean, a couple different reasons, but...
Yeah. Well, you were celebrating... are you off... Like, were you off on Monday for Columbus Day or for Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yeah, listen, it was listed on the internal website, Steve, as Columbus Day.
So it sounds like...
I think they're taking...
Sounds like your organization is not a fan of the indigenous peoples.
Well, I think they're towing the federal guidelines in terms of they're going to call it what the federal government still calls it.
And during this administration, that will be Columbus Day.
Yeah, it might as well be Christopher Columbus Hates Indigenous People Day.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more accurate right now to what the day actually is.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. I texted you. I said, hey, you want to go get some lunch? Celebrating the holiday. And you said, hey, no, I'm working. And I couldn't believe it. Just disrespectful.
Well, I mean, I'm out of work by lunchtime, though. I don't remember that interaction.
Rude to the Columbus family and all the indigenous people he hated.
Sorry.
Thank you. Maybe next time. I'll get a hold of you on Veterans Day. That's a Wednesday. You're going to be free? Maybe a late breakfast?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Oh,
be rolling out of bed nice and late, just enjoying the day off.
Sure.
Steve, we've neglected it for the first 40 minutes of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about the big shindig that went down at my place this week.
We do. This was a big thing. I could tell that this was on your mind for many days.
Well,
simply due to the amount of texts that I got with questions,
oh God, yeah.
With links, with asking for different recommendations,
yeah,
and this was a big day.
Mm.
You have finally taken the step. You've upgraded to the big gun, the 65-inch TV. Again, we don't like to brag about how rich we are, but when you're as rich as we are,
yeah.
It's hard. Like, what was that TV? $399 or something?
It was less than $400.
Isn't that insane?
It's absurd that
it
I paid
for it. Blows my mind.
We were reminiscing a little bit about it earlier this week when you were helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said when you first got your first plasma TV,
the Jumbotron that is sitting, that is on the wall right behind you. When I bought that in, it was fall of 2010. Mm-hmm. I bought that TV when I was still living in my apartment, and I bought it right as I was about to close on my house.
Yeah.
That was I had saved up and I said, this is my housewarming gift to myself. And that TV, it's a 42 inch, again, plasma.
Yeah.
And it was $599 or $699 from Best Buy.
See, I
remember,
you mounted it.
For the first couple of months that I was in my house, it was just sitting on a TV stand type thing. But the way that house was set up, the TV stand was too big. It was just, I wanted to wall mount it. Plus, I liked the look of that.
Sure.
And I remember I bought a wall mount that was just a fixed mount. So it wasn't like one of the ones where you can grab onto the TV and kind of articulate it, angle it up, angle it back. It was like, you mount put the mount on the wall, put the TV on the mount. That's how it is. If it's a sucky angle,
it is what it is. Yep. It's there now. That's where it stays.
That mount cost me over $150. And it was and it was so complicated to construct it. And,
man, that's insane.
So you bought a TV that was more than 20 inches bigger.
Yeah.
A current technology, because I'm assuming it's LED.
Stuff. Yep. All the bells.
Because even when I bought that, plasma was on its way out. Like 3 months after I bought that, you couldn't buy plasma anymore.
Well, and
they lost the wars to
LCD. LCD. Yeah. And maybe I'm misremembering it, but I remember buying my first plasma in the summer of 2008. And I was working way too hard at a crappy job, and I was working overtime and making all this money, and obviously I was living at home at that point. And I thought, you know what? That's it. I'm buying myself something nice.
Like your first adult purchase.
Yeah. I wanted a TV, so what did I do? Who cares? Best Buy credit card? I'm sure the rates are fine. They approved me.
You still paying for it?
Well, I hope not. And I went and bought a 42-inch plasma.
Okay, same as that.
Yep, not going to mount it on the wall.
But now, at this time, like you said, you were living at your parents' house.
Yeah.
So you were probably in a bedroom that was maybe 10 by 10 if you were lucky.
Yeah, the standard. Yeah, I put it. I remember I put the TV on top of my dresser. It worked well fine for what it was, for where I needed it. But comparatively for the room it was in,
a bit big.
Because listen, it's 42, but with plasmas and with those TVs, the non-screen portion of the TV,
yeah, the bezel,
is just as big mm-hmm. as the TV in a lot of instances.
Yep.
Steve, I paid $1,100.
So even from the time that you bought yours to the time that I bought mine,
yeah,
the price was basically cut in half.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm misremembering that. I remember the total cost being more than four figures. And I didn't do that. Listen, I was 20, whatever. I didn't care about the, warranty.
Snooze. Protection plan.
Get out of my face. And that's why when it, like less than a year later, I fell asleep on the DVD menu of Nazi zombie horror film Dead Snow.
Oh, boy.
That burned into my plasma for the remainder of its life.
Wow, that actually happened?
Yes.
I always remember hearing that that could happen.
I never expected it to, but, I mean, I fell asleep, woke up the next morning on the DVD, the static main menu of this DVD, and turned it off, and sure enough, there was the outline of a zombie with a circular saw blade.
Oh, that must have been terrifying.
There forever. Forever shadowed on my main menu. So,
fast forward, 10 years?
Yeah, for me, and, 12 years. For you, 10 years.
And you've now taken the leap up to the big dog, the 65-inch.
Yeah, now, I don't want to skip too far ahead because, we had to...
You know, I don't think that we need to look at the disaster that was Black Friday 2017.
I think it was Black Friday... It was 2016 or 2017, I forget.
I'm still pissed about this.
Where you and I met in the pre-6 a.m. hour. Was it that early?
It was pretty early. I mean...
The line
I remember
outside
it being light out, so it couldn't have been super early.
Yeah, it couldn't
early.
Have been 6. The line outside of the local Best Buy for one of the hot TV deals. You and I were both in the market for a television.
Now, if I remember this correctly, I got there before you.
Yes.
I was in line. I was probably 15 spots ahead of you in line. And so I remember we were texting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody walking through the line giving out tickets or something.
Yep.
And I did not get a ticket. Somehow people behind me got a ticket and in front of me got a ticket. But I didn't really think anything of it. I don't know why I wouldn't have thought that was weird. And then you didn't get one either.
I was
because
far
by the time
back,
by the time they got back to you, so this was for a deal on a 55-inch LED TV.
Yeah, smart,
really good deal. Yeah. Like $399,
I think
maybe
it was $279.
$279. Yeah,
yeah.
So even now, still a really good deal.
Yeah.
And I have never gone out on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. I've never done Black Friday shopping. I've done some online stuff. So we get into the store. Everybody runs to the back, which is pointless because at this point we now know if you have a ticket, you're getting a TV because they only had a certain amount of TVs. Well, I get to the back. They're filtering people through, and I remember they had like two or three different TV deals.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the back, and they're like, all right, which one do you want? I was like, 55, and they're like, all right, where's your ticket? And I was like, what ticket? What do you mean? Well, they should have given you a ticket out front. Well, they didn't give me a ticket. And then the guy in back of me has got a ticket.
Just
people
ridiculous.
In front of me just had a ticket. So somehow I was skipped over.
Yeah.
And I was pissed.
Yeah. But, listen, I don't blame you. You woke up early. You left the house to go deal with the madness that could be the Black Friday. And you were left in the dark.
But whatever the reason, I don't know. I'm not sure how it happened. So both of us left there with no TV.
Yeah, I'd accepted it.
Yeah, you had accepted it more because you didn't get a ticket. Nobody in front or in back of you had one either.
Yep.
So you were kind of like, all right, well, I'm not going to get it, but whatever. I'll try anyway. I'm already here. So if I remember correctly, later that day.
Not even that much later.
A couple hours maybe?
Yeah, I went home.
Dude, I can close my eyes and remember where I was driving when you called me and you sent me that picture.
Let me see if I still have it.
You sent me a picture of you with the biggest box I've ever seen in the back of your car.
Yeah.
And
Oh, I can't find it now.
So what exactly happened? You went back to the store?
So
Did you call them?
I went back. Katie and I were going out to get whatever. We weren't even at Best Buy. We literally went to Best Buy because I poke around for the Blu-rays and stuff that I then leave wrapped and put on my shelf and never watch. And we were just walking around. We bought an Amazon Echo Dot thing for cheap. And I thought, you know what? Let's just go take a look in the back because that is where you went. They were kept in the car audio installation area. Let's just go take a look back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I peered into the bays where they would install car stereos.
The boom room.
The boom room, as we refer to it as on our polls. And sure enough, there's one sitting in the install area there. One.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. So it was just an unclaimed ticket.
Because that means that somebody got a ticket and then
decided not to buy
and then left before they...
And I could see how that could happen. Maybe they're... Listen, it's Black Friday. There's a lot of nefarious things that go on in terms of maybe they thought they could sell their ticket or whatever. Or maybe they were walking around, found a different TV, or realized, hey, this one's cheaper and smaller. I don't need a 55-inch. And decided, I don't need the ticket. And left it or threw it away. So I see the one back there, and I see someone coming out of that room, the boom room. And I say, hey, is that TV claim back there? And next thing you know, there's a couple of walkie-talkie calls to some management.
Right.
And managers back there are like, well, yeah. And they look and they're like, well, the ticket says till 11. It's like 11:10. You want it? I said, absolutely, I'll take it. And they wheeled it up front for me. I loaded it into Katie's car, snapped a picture of it in the back
and
behind
sent it to me. Yeah.
And sent it to you. And in hindsight, was that unnecessarily somewhat rude? Absolutely.
I would have done the same thing.
But I remembered the trash talking of someone 15 to 20 spots ahead of me in line mere hours before that outside the Best Buy in November. Yeah. And couldn't resist sending it to you. So
I ended up driving back to the store with this false hope that there was like a cache of TVs hidden in plain sight somewhere.
Yeah, they had the reserve that they just didn't unleash until they were all gone. So fast forward a few years, and I decide that this 55-inch, again, ridiculous overindulgence, but Steve, like you said earlier, when you're rich, you're rich.
Look,
and
when
you
you're
know
rolling
it.
In the dough, like Banker Kyle.
Yeah.
I mean,
pandemic's been good, man. We are just killing it. I got a big bonus. A big bonus in the third quarter. Oh, man. I think it was a foreclosure-related one. I can't be certain.
So you are you're benefiting off of the backs of the struggling American.
Yeah, listen, people need lines of credit for emergency reasons. Who am I to tell them no? Unless I can, then I do, obviously. If I can't tell them no, that's the first button I'm clicking. I left my last Friday,
by the way. I don't know if you saw how I titled this segment.
No.
A huge tech upgrade in the Kyle house brings up some bad memories.
Yeah, and we're not going to be able to indulge much in this. We got to wrap it up. Steve's on a deadline. We're recording this early on Saturday because it's my son Reed's second birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, I'm sure if he could say the words, he'd say thank you. Can't be said enough, but he can't quite do that yet. We'll be seeing you later this afternoon for a little bit. Nice to get the family.
Is this I think we're going to be masked up for it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is this an inside thing or is it kind of inside outside?
Roam in the house, roam out of the house, whatever you want to do. The dogs will be gone, so free reign wherever you want.
Yeah, I think we're masking up.
I don't blame you.
It's one thing if it's just a one-on-one thing.
Right.
Just a couple people, but
right. Yeah, and it's
mainly because of your brother. He's a disgusting human.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Probably wouldn't be able to throw him that far.
No, he's a big
woman. Although he is like a javelin.
If you can get him up and moving, you know, it's like an airplane. You don't really know how it flies because it's big and heavy.
Right, yeah.
But next thing you know, Robert's floating through the air.
Face first into the dirt. Feet sticking up. Yeah, so that's I'm wearing a mask because of him.
Yeah, I don't fault you at all. So, yeah, I upgraded the TV. I've been kind of poking and prodding my wife for a while. So I bugged you with enough questions that I, your answers, because I was going to try it on my own. I had every intention. Mm-mm. Your answers made me so nervous that I would like, you were, because we were talking about hiding the wires behind the wall, and you were telling me about the studs and which side to be on and this and that. And I thought, oh boy. I scoured the internet. I actually looked on our local Informed page, and I just typed in wall mount or TV mount to see other recommended, because I was just going to pay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to pay for the hiding the wires. I figured that's not urgent. I can try it, or at some point I'll see if you can help do that. I don't want to mess with this because I'm so uncomfortable. And sure enough, yeah, I'm not going to do this. So there you were, post-Evelyn going to bed, or post-Evelyn dinner on a school night.
Like 7:30 on a, what, on a Tuesday night.
No, I didn't know what to expect. Because, well, initially you said, hey, I can swing by for about a half hour. I said, honestly, whatever. If we can even get the wall mount on the TV.
That's exactly, my plan was, we get the wall mount up on the wall, and then you can, it's easy to just take the TV, hang it on the wall mount. Yeah. And I figured I'll get you off to a good start.
Yeah. And because honestly, I was going to have the mount on the television, but the television, which was supposed to arrive Monday, didn't arrive until Tuesday when I had to work. I had Monday off, like I told you, celebrating the founding of this country.
Celebrating.
And I was going to have the TV there, have everything ready. So really all that was needed was wall work.
Yep.
That didn't happen. So I get home from work 6 o'clock Tuesday night. TV in a box, wall mount in a box. I couldn't do anything. And so you came over, you saw the lay of the land, and a half hour turned into nearly 2.5 hours.
Well, we nearly bailed.
Yes.
There was a point where it was like, okay, this is not going to work because we didn't think your wall mount was going to be the right size or capable of holding the TV at the angle that we needed it.
Tim Taylor Kyle didn't think about anything other than big TV need wall. Ho, 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 ho. So, yeah, when I want to jam it in a corner and I realize my window's there.
Yeah.
And I've now got a 57-inch wide television.
Right. Yeah.
I'm deciding.
It's a 65, but it's that measurement is diagonal.
And I'm now trying to decide, hey, is it okay to cover up some of my front window with the corner of a TV?
Yeah, the living room does look a bit sports bar-ish now with the biggest TV possible.
I think it looks nice now, like in terms of it's tucked behind the blinds.
Sure.
But listen, we were at the rationalization stage, and I gave up.
We were already talking about rearranging furniture, putting it on a different wall.
I was sending you home.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I said, don't take the TV out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back to Walmart.com, which I don't know if it's different than Walmart. It's going back.
Sure.
It doesn't fit.
But then we did some measurements, and we found out, I think it'll work.
You powered through.
Right. You were like,
I gave up.
You were putting on your slippers, getting out your pipe and your smoking jacket. And your glass of brandy.
Yeah.
Or bourbon. I'm sorry.
Bedtime was calling. I don't know why. I think I'm tired. I wake up at like 8 in the morning now.
But I mean, Reed was about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
In his bedroom, directly on the other side of the wall that we were screwing this thing into.
I didn't care. Again, money's no object. I might have just taken the TV and used it as a table.
So we got the mount mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
We got the TV on the mount. We kind of stepped back slowly. But still having our arms out like in a basket catch form in case the TV were to fall.
Yeah.
It stayed. Stayed up on the wall.
We did some hodgepodge measurements where like
we did.
You and I were somewhat holding it in the air and using a, I think that looks like it will work. And, you know.
So Katie was like marking the wall.
Yeah.
We got it working. But then came the time to cut. You have to cut two holes in the wall, one right behind the TV and one down next to the outlet so you can drop. Now, this is the easiest part of it.
Right.
You cut the hole in the top, cut the hole in the bottom. You drop a wire, like one of your power wires or your HDMI. You drop it down through the wall. And sometimes you just kind of have to twist it a little bit because it doesn't align.
Spin the right way.
Yeah, so, but usually you just reach in and grab it. So I cut the hole up the top. No problem.
Yeah.
You like my handy dandy template that I have though?
That's beautiful.
Out of cardboard.
Because just a quick interjection. I had told you, I was 100% wrong. I needed to do a 180 flip on me personally. I had texted you, I'm not worried about the wall mounting. Right. I'm more worried about the running the cables and stuff. And in hindsight, my God, the wall mount was a train wreck in terms of construction. And the running the cables, while I would have run into the issue we'll talk about in a moment, is the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, simple.
Cut two holes in the wall, filter them down like you said.
Drop the cable down. So I did that. I cut the top hole, no problem. Mm-hmm. Went to cut the bottom hole. So I have this little, it's like a little punch saw. So you punch it through the wall, start cutting, and I'm like, huh, feels like there's something behind the drywall.
Yeah, and you were worried about, there's some electrical run.
Yeah, I don't want to cut through that and electrocute myself and you know, blow out the power in your house.
Yeah.
So I was doing it very, very carefully, cut it out, pull out the little rectangle of drywall to be greeted by more drywall.
So,
because of course your drywall is double thick, kind of. It wasn't two layers of drywall.
No.
It was a layer of drywall with scrap pieces of drywall behind it.
The builder literally threw, so they finished up the master bedroom and they, honest to God, took the, you know, 12 by 36 inch remnants.
Yeah.
Threw it in between the two walls of the living room and our bedroom. Mm-hmm. And not once, not even twice, there was between two and three scrap pieces right where we needed to cut
exactly
a hole.
Exactly where we needed it.
So there we were, 9:30 at night, Steve, finding metal remnants from the last project you assisted me with, the garage door and the garage door opener. Pounding metal flat in my garage,
fish it through the wall.
There we are doing a fishing expedition, sending metal, and it's not rebar. I'm trying to think of the expression for what this type of metal is.
It's like an L channel.
Yeah, so you literally would use it to attach things to the ceiling of your garage. It's the brackets that you use for the garage door and the garage door opener. Fishing it down through the wall. Mm-hmm. So while I'm trying to tug it out, a legitimate disaster strikes at 9:30 at night as we're just trying to finish this thing up. Because I even told you when the TV was on the wall. I said, don't worry about the cords. Don't care. Next thing I know, you've got your punch saw. Holes are getting cut in the wall anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
You're a completionist.
I don't like to start a job that I can't finish. Plus, I knew that, like, I don't want to have to come back to finish this.
Well, in fairness, you would have received upwards of 12 more text messages wondering. But at that point, I feel like I could have done it. It just probably wouldn't have been done.
Yeah.
You would have come over today. There still would have been all the cords hanging from the television down.
But it's done, and it looks good. It's 100% complete.
It wouldn't be without a minor hiccup, though.
Wouldn't, yeah.
As we wrap up, Steve, I realize we did all the cables except for one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the one stringy power cord for the sound bar.
Yeah.
Just dangling down to the ground to be plugged in. But in true Steve and Kyle fashion, we accident into success.
Mm-hmm.
Long, long story short, there's a connection I can make behind the TV. I slapped this power cord. I just tied it to the back of the television, plugged it in behind the television. No cords visible. The TV's on the wall. About 150 minutes worth of me scratching my head. 60 minutes of me saying, please go home. We quit. I have a wall-mounted, gigantic Jumbotron!
Jumbotron, the pandemic has been good for you.
I got a 55-inch just sitting in the basement. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Just use it as a... I might just use it as a paperweight.
As you can hear, I tried to start the outro music, but I don't have my cable plugged in.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you can come on by today. You can see the TV. Well, hopefully it's still on the wall. I haven't texted Katie in a half hour.
Has it fallen yet?
I'm just waiting for the inevitable outcome, which is
that it'll fall.
This thing's falling off the wall. And it's going to be, what, 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Either that or Reed's going to reach up and grab onto it and just rip it down.
No question.
Serves you right.
He's already reached up and climbing on the fireplace that we have there. So it's a matter of time before I come upstairs, see him standing on there, smacking the TV and pulling it.
Yep. There was a point, too, when we got the TV all mounted, we stepped away and we're like, yeah, that looks good. And then you said, oh, no. You didn't realize that the plastic, like, protective tape was still around the screen and it looked like a massive crack in the screen.
I'm so dumb.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Dick Kyle at his finest.
D.I. Kyle. Dick. Coming through in the clutch with the...
Dick Kyle.
D.I. Kyle.
All right, so coming up next week, we have, is the game called What's the Context?
For now, yeah, let's call it What's the Context. That'll be its debut episode next week.
Looking forward to that.
Stay tuned for that. Again, the video, the acceptance video that never was, is up on our YouTube channel right now, youtube.com/StephenKyle.
Yeah, we'll also put it up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's a good point. Yeah, we can post it everywhere, so seek that out if you'd like.
That's it.
And app makers, please reach out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember all those specifics.
Just Steve at FreddyBearNotWings.com. Just a line item for materials.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Put materials, wink, wink, nod, nod in the invoice.
All right. Talk to you next week. See ya.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom, and a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.